From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Someone passed out buttons at a friend's 60th birthday party, which read, 60 is the new 40. Once again, the boomers fight the inevitable tumble forward into another decade. The idea that the 60s now calls to mind an age bracket and not a pivotal moment in our personal history is kind of hard to swallow. Those over-the-hill birthday cards don't seem very funny anymore. But what about the other end of the spectrum? I'm around kids every day, and I have observed that 9 is the new 12, and 12 is the new 16. If the old are really younger, and the young are really older, where will the twain meet? Self-respecting 20-year-olds do not wish to be mistaken for 15, that's for sure. They are not trying to slow the circle down quite yet. I know some 30-year-olds, and they would probably say that 30 is just 30 and not the new anything. But 30, in some ways, seems to me like the new 40. The 30-somethings that I know are working, investing, and planning for the future, starting or raising families, and keeping an eye on their retirement funds. They sometimes act more middle-aged than my 50-something friends do. Even though I had 2 kids by the time I was 30, I was still in go-with-the-flow mode. Hey, it was the 80s and all about living in the moment. I wrote a letter to myself that year saying that I still felt like I was the same person I was when I was 20, wearing jeans and t-shirts and going around barefoot. But I was kidding myself, which is what we do as we age. Maybe the time has come to quit playing beat the clock and start playing to tell the truth, regardless of the consequences. Someday we may be able to claim that 90 is the new 70. I hope so, but in the meantime, I'm ready to just be where I am. With a perspective, I'm Risa Nye.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.